And thanks for those comments and observations. I think that certainly on the communication side, there's an enormous value to speaking these esoteric languages when you're talking internally within your own community. I operate across quite a lot of disciplinary and professional boundaries, and I find it tiring to think of how to express myself clearly with complicated ideas. And, you know, one of the strategies, maybe my common law background helps, is to develop little fables, you know, heuristic stories that convey a complicated sense. I mean, you may have noticed that throughout my talk today, I've been throwing out examples because people relate to these examples and, you know, they help things come alive and analogies and so on. So there's a comfort and also a benefit to esoteric language that it allows you to develop a kind of precision and analytic clarity, a way of signaling to members of your own community where you are and what you're trying to accomplish and do. So one shouldn't give up on that, but at the same time, I think that which parts of what you're thinking about or working on are worth translating and are worth making clear, that's something that has to be thought about. Now, a problem that has emerged is that people seem to think that the world would be a better place if scientists would learn to become better communicators. And it's often heard in America, in my contexts, that the real problem with the public understanding of science is that not enough scientists are going out and communicating about their work. And as a result, the public remains ignorant and so on. Well, that's a very one-sided view, because it's not obvious to me that scientists are learning a great deal about how a democratic society runs or about even things like public perception. You know, they have all kinds of unexamined ideas. It's always striking to me that very accomplished natural scientists suddenly completely forget the scientific method when they're generalizing about society. You know, then these pronouncements have a quality of revealed truth, and they're not held to even elementary standards of evidentiary adequacy. So, you know, I think that this communication mandate needs to be spread out through society, and scientists need to think of themselves as receivers of communication as well as emitters of communication. I think that's a rather important step that that I would take. All right, let's leave it there for the moment.